It was a selfish, grisly crime. But who did it? Was it Colonel Mustard in the library with a candlestick?
A little murder is a marvelous thing to do. I enjoy it very much.
Or was it Madame Rose in the kitchen with a knife?
Out of my way! Out of my way!
Or was it Monsieur Brunette in the grand hall with a pistol?
Did I commit a murder? I am not at liberty to say.
It could have only been Professor Plum in the laboratory with a lead pipe.
The Morocco police are very strict, you know, when it comes to murder.
If you recognize these suspicious individuals, then we may deduce that you are familiar with the ruthless villains, motivated suspects, and the innocent victims of Parker Brothers' classic board game, Clue.
White wine.
Along with Mr. Green, Mrs. White, and other shifty, calculating characters, Clue came to life 2 years ago on videotape. It was a masterful marriage of a time-tested whodunit, current trends, and technology. The result, Clue VCR Mystery Game, the biggest-selling VCR game of last year. Sam Shellman is manager of New Ventures Research at Parker Brothers.
The most commonly hooked up piece of hardware to the American television set was the VCR. It was not the video game machine, it was not the home computer, and the people were developing a new habit of going to the video stores, taking a movie home, and sitting and watching it for a couple hours.
The only thing better than watching a good whodunit is being part of one.
Now you can, with Parker Brothers' ingenious Clue VCR game, watch and collect evidence.
We realized that mysteries were becoming very popular. Mystery writers and TV shows were becoming very successful. So we said, what can we do with a mystery? And immediately we said, well, we own the Clue game. Can we do anything with Clue?
The answer was easy, and Clue, originally introduced in 1956, joined the 80s, a success once again. The concept is simple. Players watch the tape and look for clues that might relate to who committed what crime in what room with what weapon. Along with facts provided on paper, each player becomes a detective. The one who solves the mystery wins.
Yes. Don't you think it's strange that she should invite us back here so soon after her brother's murder?
With multiple videos and varying plots within each video, the game can be played repeatedly by the same players. With the first Clue game doing so well, what is Parker Brothers doing to top it? Clue 2, of course.
Take one.
Ready? And action.
Ptomaine poisoning?
That's what they're planning.
We cannot let them go through with it.
Certainly not. Every agency in the world would be after us.
The set is a real mansion in Newport, Rhode Island, Belcourt Castle. Normally open to tourists, the castle was rented by Parker Brothers and Boston-based Century 3 Productions and was transformed into sets representing exotic locations around the world.
The thing that this house has that you wouldn't have on a soundstage is the incredible amount of detail that you just couldn't have the money to build a set as detailed or bring all the nice little touches.
Director Ed Buffman is in charge of the production and making sure all the right clues end up in the right scenes at the right times.
Now you're moving back over now towards Rose.
I say it was a strip when it comes to murder.
All right. Mustard, I say we bribe the bugger.
I say we bribe the bugger.
But how do we talk the others out of killing him?
Each shot that we do presents a lot of different clues and a lot of different possibilities. And so we have to think in terms of sort of equal distribution of these facts through each shot. So we choreograph longer, flowing shots with no special emphasis on any given thing.
At that point, Plummy, take the knife and just go, stick it in the bowl. And, and stick it with the blade.
I hope that's not another false alarm.
Do you notice in these games that nobody ever dies? That's why it's possible to go clue 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Nobody ever dies. Nobody's murdered on stage or off. It's very wholesome for the children because there's no blood around, or very rare blood. A little knocking on the head now and then, but then who doesn't get knocked on the head in this life? Hmm? Yes, you see? And this way it goes.
They expect the new Clue VCR game to be out in the next few months, and you have to wonder what George Parker would have thought after he had invented his banking game 103 years ago if he could have looked into the future and seen the Clue Gang with all its murder, mystery, and excitement.